The poem I'm going to do is called Diagnosed, and I hope you enjoy it. So I'm diagnosed with you. 4 months of suffocating, back-digging, chest-roaring pain. You kept me locked up in your body.
Young writers from Camden and Lambeth came together last month at the basketball courts beside the Queen's Crescent Community Centre. They were there to showcase their talents at an event organised by Small Green Shoots. It brought together two youth projects that come from different sides of the city, but that share the same goal of fostering young writers. Myself and Tosh went along to hear what they had to say.
Tell me why some deranged humans dream of autocratic power, while others lose their sleep troubled by their own influence. Tell me why in some places blacks and whites mix like paint on a palette, while in other parts they mix like oil and water. Why do a million heartless bodies roam the streets aching for a heart in return? Why does love now exist in the cracks and crevasses of our tainted eyes? Why are people labelled by their appearance? You despise the true colours of a person who had been taken.
There's a young dying girl belonging in a hospital ward or Disneyland. There's a teenage boy belonging at Homer in the street. Do the hands on a ticking clock belong to a disease? To belong, to be unified, to be one. The politicians belong under the category of being xenophobic. Does love belong to only the dichotomy of genders? Does a mantra belong to one mouth? To belong, to be unified, to be one. Does a murderer, a rapist, a paedophile belong in a prison or a chair? Do strong men belong in the gym or the library? Do angels belong in this hellhole? To belong, to be unified, one.
The Camden Youth Group have been brought together by a project called Thicker Than Blood, run by the local youth organisation Wisdom, that's W-I-S-D-M. Wisdom's founder is Chesney Maturin, and he explained what his goal was when he set the project up.
A bit about myself is my background. I'm an artist myself, and for me to get to the position where I'm running my own organisation, I had a lot of positive mentors that encouraged me and told me that I could do it and supported me. And really what we're trying to do, we're trying to be in a position now where we can then channel that back to the young people and give them the inspiration and give them the encouragement to, you know, to achieve and to do great things in their lives.
To do this, Chesney started a workshop for young writers. Running the workshop was acclaimed poet Anthony Anaxaguru. We spoke to Anthony and asked him how he had organised the sessions.
Are you doing like a traditional kind of English class vibe of like looking at, I don't know, Wordsworth and Philip Larkin?
No. I mean, we looked at some surrealist writing, a Mexican poet called Octavio Paz, and we just looked at ways in which we can kind of articulate our own cultural experience through a language that is relevant to us and that is, you know, that defines who we are and symbolises what we're going through today in an artistic way.
And so what they're going to perform today, how long have they been working on these?
It's only 3 weeks they've been working on them. So yeah, we did some rehearsals the other day and it was looking really, really good. They were really confident and going for it. And hunger is an important part, like wanting to kind of capture the audience and keep them there throughout the duration of the piece and communicate it properly. That was a big part of it.
And do you think you've inspired, like, do you think you see some future poets?
Absolutely, yeah. That's always the intention, you know, is to try and reintroduce poetry as something that is accessible and for everyone, not just white middle-class people, which is how it's marketed. Yeah. So that's been the intention, and I think it's come across quite well, because like I say, they're very intense and honest writers, which is what you kind of need for this stuff.
Before I like to kickstart this poem, I just have to say, too often we forget the greatness that makes us who we are, and we choose to conform to society because we want to fit into the status quo, and we neglect our passions and our interests just to fit in, and I think that's a terrible thing. So this poem is called From Belonging. We are only free prisoners trapped in life's deadly chains. Belonging is an arbitrary paradox, providing social cohesion, yet ostracizing those they can no longer understand. All I see is division across this land as I am armed with the greatest instrument in my hand. This pen is an extension of me as it declares that this is more than...
The poets you've been listening to so far are all from the Thicker Than Blood project. Tosh and me managed to catch up with a few of them after their performance.
This Thicker Than Blood project, why did you guys get involved?
I got involved mainly because I like the concept of lots of people joining together to write a poem up, because I've never really done anything to do with poetry apart from listen to it, so I thought I might as well get my feelings and thoughts down on a paper and see how it goes.
Yeah, and like Tosh said, the poems were amazing and they were pretty deep. And did it mean a lot to you?
Yeah, definitely. My poem, like I said in the poem, it is honest. A lot of those things I say are actually happening to me or happening to others. I feel like belonging has been taken out of context recently. Too many of us would like to conform just to belong. However, we neglect our own individuality and our own interests and passions just to fit in, and I think it's a detrimental thing.
You guys are like so young. How come you're not like all the other youngsters and just like hanging out, like slanging or doing whatever?
And it wasn't dumb. No one in my heart, very soon. I don't know. Like I always go outside with my friends and we do mess about a little, but this was something new, it's something more to do with emotion. And it's more of an inside, and I've done lots of outside things. I want to try something new and it's really gone well. I really liked it a lot. I'll definitely go again.
Yeah.
I think that even though we do this, it's not like a substitution. It's like we can still like joke about, but through this is kind of more constructive in a way, I believe.
With me, I'm from South London. The reason why I don't want to do what my friends are doing is because a lot of my friends have died. A lot of my friends are in prison. I still have my fun. I'm still an 18-year-old lad. Still go out, still have parties. But there's more to life than just causing havoc and causing a lot of problems. I like to build rather than destroy. So poetry and spoken word, and most importantly, is a way of me expressing myself.
Death is inevitable. You are afraid to live. You are afraid to give, and you are afraid to lift yourselves to the position most natural according to your being. Are you afraid of freedom? You are. Only free prisoners trapped in life's deadly chains. You do belong.
The group from Lambeth come from the Raw Materials Centre in Brixton, and the project they performed was called I Am What I Am Because I'm a Fam.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're special, I know we can get through.
And when I have my babies, I'm gonna love them like crazy. And tell them that they're lovely, tell them that they're special, tell them that they're a star.
Twinkle, twinkle, big bright star, please always remember that is what you are.
Tosh and me spoke to the I Am What I Am Because I'm a Fam crew behind the basketball courts.
Tell us about your performance and what it was about.
I would say that it was definitely inspired and kind of created through experiences that we've been through, and we definitely used our experiences and our background, and even the title of the theme, I Am What I Am Because of My Fam, as in family, so as in like talking about our upbringing and kind of thinking about things that actually affected us and people that we affected.
Do you think anyone can do this? Can anyone get involved, or do you have to have a certain something inside you to do it?
I think it's kind of both. Like some people, sometimes they have a certain something so they can see it through, but some people, that can be gained. It can be gained, that certain something. Like, yeah, it's just anyone could do this, but not as well as us.
And it's also about the effort that you put in. Like, say, for instance, if, I don't know, you wake up one morning and you decide, you know, I'm only going to put 10 minutes into this art or whatever it is, then obviously you're not going to really be that good. But the more effort you put in, then obviously the more better you become, and the more you're in a position to sort of proclaim that you're an artist.
Calm, dishonorable, vile submission. And still divinity at the genesis of our mission. That digger than Dan flows what I must dish him to show how the beast be ruthless and efficient. They ask her, Shaolin, Wagwan, what's your beef? What are you at war with? I reply, I'm at war with this broken thing. With its ghoulish, ghastly, gluttonous concoctions, which foresight to do battle with the assistance of marijuana and toxins, and yet they bombard us with negativity on a constant. Lest we forget, abomination. They give to dogs what is holy and throw our pearls before swine and pork. Excuse me, brothers and sisters, that's black people talk. I'm pissed. enraged like unrepentant
souls. And when you're writing, or like, is it easy, is it hard, like what does it feel like? And then when you go out on stage and you're saying those words, like what's the feeling?
I feel alleviated when I express myself. I feel better.
It's almost as if it's like sort of come, like seeing your child sort of come to age, sort of thing. Like you was there in the beginning stages when you were sort of ironing out all the details and trying to come up with what sounds best. And then when you get on your stage, that's kind of your opportunity to showcase like everything that you've done. And literally, like I said, the child coming to age. That's what it feels like for me, anyways.
Cool.
I think like it feels nice when you perform something like this. It just makes you like when you perform, it just. It feels good. It makes you feel proud, and it makes you feel like you just raised something, like how Charlene was saying. And it's just a nice feeling. It's just brilliant.
I take my scarf and saturate it with the smell of Charlie Red and hug it close to my pillow when I retire to my bed, because I know that when I do, I can smell my mother's scent. I know that when I do, I smell my mother. I smoke a grip out the window, let the high rush through my head. It makes me sick to my stomach, makes my body feel like lead. Drag my feet to a seat, take a token and reflect, so I can smell my mother's scent. And never forget that this is life, and life is hard, and though I talk, she'll never hear. That she wronged me and my siblings, and she seems to never care. But I see the collective years she sacrificed her life to bear. All us wretched children, all us wretched children.
I just want to know what inspired you guys. Like, what inspired you? Did you just like think, okay, we'll get involved in this, and or did somebody tell you about the project and you decided to get involved with it there?
Well, like, what like inspires me to make music is the fact that I feel that it's like a great way of expression. Like, for some people, they can't really talk and like say what exactly what they mean just by talking. And like for me as well, I feel like I can get my thoughts and what I think about different things out through music better than I can do speaking. So yeah, that's me.
What inspires me to perform is when it's like a snowball effect. When I first started performing, and I like the feeling of people smiling and the claps, and not because I'm getting it, because other people are enjoying something that I've created. I'm making other people happier.
My inspiration to write, it sounds so cliche, but literally Tupac is my inspiration to write. He's my inspiration to survive.
Well, it's not cliched, is it? It's like a guy kind of making you see the world differently, or you.
Yeah, because I do remember the first time I played the Tupac song, it completely opened up all my senses. It was like a really nice sweetie.
Among the VIP guests at the event was the Mayor of Lambeth, who seemed to be having as good a time as anyone else we met.
So, Mayor, you have been here today. What did you make of it?
To be honest, I'm really glad that, I mean, we are trying to break down the barriers of postcode lottery. And for two boroughs to come together, young people from two boroughs to come together here today to participate, to work together, that's the beginning of new things. Instead of saying, oh, East from North or South, we are all one family, we are all one community. We should always encourage one another to work together as one, rather than splitting each other.
Do you wish you'd done this when you were young?
I wish.
Like the mayor, Tosh and me had an amazing evening. It reminded us of something that is easily forgotten in the sea of useless talk we swim in. In the hands of people with something to say and the skill to say it right, words can make you stop and think. If you're a young writer trying to find and hone your voice, then try contacting Wisdom or Raw Materials. You can find them online at www.wisdom.co.uk, that's WISDM, or at rawmusicmedia, all one word, .co.uk.